joined.
Speaking of Heroes, do you guys like that show?
Love it.
Actually, yep. I don't watch it.
I love it. I love it.
I don't watch Heroes.
No, Ram or Archer, if you weren't hosting, we'd have to hang up on you right now.
Not gonna happen.
And my new boyfriend had got me addicted to that show. He downloaded the show on his iPod, and we've been watching. We watched all 10 episodes like in three settings, and I'm addicted. And then they took this long break, and I'm like, oh, my show died.
Yeah, I don't know. All the shows took a long break. It's
quite
annoying.
Called the mid-season finale.
Yeah.
their winter hiatus.
I love it, yeah.
No, it's actually called the This Isn't Sweeps, So We're Not Going to Broadcast.
Right, exactly. Right,
yeah, because November ended, and then the sweeps were done, right?
Exactly. So they'll come back in time for May, for May sweeps.
No, they'll come back in January.
I don't know. We'll see. So they say.
I think a lot of them will.
You're a little too optimistic.
I guess so. Hey, Tom, what can you tell us about your new boyfriend?
What do you want to know?
Well, how old is he? How did you meet? All that kind of stuff. Well, as much as you want to share.
Yeah, give us his social security number and his blood type and his driver's license.
Yeah, I put him through the application process, and so far he's passed.
Come on. Archer wants to know. Archer wants to know how hung he is.
I wasn't going to say that, but
I was.
I was going to push it on JT. JT wants to know.
No, I met him online, and we've been talking for a long, long time, and then we finally met about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, and we've been basically hanging out ever since, and it's just been fantastic. And like I said, I went on vacation with him last week, and I was really kind of concerned how that was going to go, being the first trip and everything, and but it went really well. And I even talked to JTM about this a while ago, and he had a funny story about his boyfriend. I don't know if he wants to share it, but I thought it was hilarious. So JT, you want to tell about that one?
What story was that?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's that one about?
It was your first trip that you went with your boyfriend.
Oh yeah, yeah, sister. We went to visit my we went to visit my sister who lives, well, this will tell the whole story, so we probably could stop after this. She lives in West Virginia.
Okay, got it.
Story over.
Obviously, and there were some cultural differences.
You know, well, and the thing is that, you know, I mean, if it's your own family, you're a little less judgmental than if it's like someone else's family. So, first of all, John's a vegetarian, and she made like super meat. And I told her this. She made lasagna for dinner the first night with like a ton of meat in it.
No.
And he ate it. Well, which shows why I'm still with him, because he ate it. And then on top of that, the night, it was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. We were going to bed like the third night we were there. And their dog peed on our pillow.
Oh, no.
So he's like, you know what? We're going to head home. So he went. And we drove to like Ohio and stayed in a hotel there.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty funny. But you know, I will say, you know, I always look as, you know, because I'm in what, you know, I was in West Virginia and they don't know very many gay people, that part of my job, but reason I'm there is to let them see that we're not freaks and right. You know, we're not wearing boa, you know, pink boas or anything like that. And her husband's family knew we were gay and they were very, very nice to us.
Oh, that's cool.
So I felt that, you know, if anything, we educated them that we're not freaks. We're not, you know, we don't walk around with buttless chaps every day. And
you left them at home, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to
try. Along with the boa.
I'm going to try to call Mr. B. So, but I don't know how many people I can have in this conference. So
we're doing pretty well. I mean, I haven't heard any Skypiness. Knock on wood.
If somebody gets kicked off, forgive me, but I want to see how many people I can join. So let me call him.
Now it's a gangbang.
Now it is a gangbang.
Oh my God, it's letting us.
I say, can we pick who we kick off?
Hello, Mr. B.
Hello.
Speak up, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't really speak very loudly. I'm sorry.
We can tell.
Hey, Mr. B.
Hi. I don't know anybody.
I'm Mr. B.
You know me.
Yeah, Archer, is that
right,
you?
Right,
okay,
yeah.
Yes.
And and there's Michael from QCast Connecticut. Would you like to meet him?
Hi, pleased to meet you.
Hi, Michael.
And you might be familiar with John Jay.
What the hell is he doing here?
Michael said.
Hey, yeah. You know what, Michael?
Didn't we
just give him dinner last night?
No. Hi, John.
Hello.
How are you, John Jay?
You know what, Michael? What? Mr. B gets to be the porn star joining the second part.
Oh, it was too early. Story of my life.
Premature ejaculation, is that what you're sharing with us?
No, not at all. Mr. Buttless Chaps.
I think this might be the most people I've ever had in one Skype call.
The most people you've had come on your show?
It's a bukkake call.
Or come on me.
Bukkake!
So, Mr. B, what can you tell us?
Let's see. I'm reading PerezHilton.com at the moment.
Oh, anything?
Oh, hang
new?
Up. Hang up.
Why? I like Perez Hilton.
There's a really hilarious 12 Days of Christmas video.
I saw it.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Five outed queers or something like that.
Yeah. And Madonna and a baby from Malawi.
Yeah. You have to check that out.
It's very good. That's about all I can tell you at the moment.
All right.
That's the update.
So, Mr. B, are you recording a show later with Michael?
Apparently we're recording one tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
After we get back from the gym, but I didn't, you know.
Maybe we'll do it on the way to the gym, since we'll be stuck in traffic for half an hour.
Oh, am I taking you to work again?
You should do it at the gym.
Anyway.
Well, you're both on cross trainers right next to each other.
And talk about all the hot guys you see at the gym.
There you go. Well, I can do that after Monday when I get my binaural microphones.
Oh, cool. John Jay, do you go to their gym?
I don't really go to the gym at all. No, actually, I went to the gym today, but not their gym. I don't go to their gym.
I don't go to the gym at all either. My exercise is pressing the buttons on the remote.
Well, I've had a membership for a year now. I've gone not too often, though.
I don't go at all.
We should love our disposable incomes.
Yeah. Disposable income? I don't have a disposable income.
No?
No. I use all of it.
You just threw it away in a kitchen.
I didn't throw it away.
No, but those dish towels were really a splurge for you.
How much did that meatloaf cost you? That's what I want to know.
$4, something like that. Mm-hmm. For a pound of ground beef, you know, and all the stuff that goes in it.
And you bought fabulous gifts for the boyfriend, too. So
I did, and he opened his gifts last night.
We know. Yay. We were there, kind of.
Well, no, I was going to say we recorded before that. Yeah,
yeah, we were there beforehand. So.
Yeah. I'm going to miss him. He's going away.
For how long?
For a week. Well, yeah, solid week.
Hmm. Well, you know, absence.
Well, yeah, that's true. What was that laugh for?
I don't know.
Would you like me to go away somewhere for a week?
Don't tease me.
Are you guys sitting right next to each other?
Pretty much.
Oh, that's funny.
We're in the same room. Yeah.
Is Mr. B on a PC and you're on a Mac?
No, I got rid of my Mac. Didn't you hear that story?
Oh, yes, I think I did.
Yes, I have my brand new PC now.
Now I'm hanging up.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
I know. I'm a defector, I must admit.
You are a defector.
When we first got, we had two computers, and that was a while ago, and we had AOL. You know, the beginning, everybody had AOL. And we used to IM each other, even though we were in the same room.
Oh, because you could.
It was the novelty, most definitely. Yeah,
I guess so, because you could. Yeah. JT, did you ever figure out your podcasting on your MacBook? JT must be muted himself.
Hmm. I did subscribe to a show, like I said I was going to, though.
And what do you think?
So far, so good. Oh. I started with the show where he was trying to cook and talk at the same time.
Yeah. That was, I told him that was a little confusing because he couldn't stay on topic.
And then he was singing Little Shop of Horrors in the background.
Yeah.
What is JT's show?
I'm sorry?
What is JT's show?
JTonline.something.com.
If you just did a search for JT online, you'll find it.
Or maybe it's in his Skype profile.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
Might be.
There's that.
So did we all praise John Jay for the fabulous lyrics that he wrote for our theme song?
Oh, John Jay's the one who wrote those?
Yes.
Oh,
and sang it.
And sang them.
Yes. Who else would do that cool. for them? Thank you.
Good job, John Jay.
Thank you. Thank
we
you.
Like them. And we have a neighbor who has offered to record them quasi-professionally. So.
Oh, wow.
Right. Actually, it's the neighbor who you talked to, Archer, about a year ago, Greg.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding.
Yes, he's got a whole bunch of new recording equipment, and he wants to do the theme song for us.
That is so wild.
So we're going to work on putting some harmonies on it and all that stuff and polish it up nice and tight.
Nice and purdy.
Nice and purdy.
Harmony.
Yeah.
So we'll get to hear it like in the new year sometime?
Sometime in the new year, yeah. It'll be after the holidays we'll do it. So.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I have a thing. Oh, we have lyrics. I did my first video. I am just moving ahead like blazes.
Good job. Now, is everybody planning to go on diets in the new year?
Already started.
Yeah, you're ahead of the game, I think.
Yep.
Hold on. Where's that bowl of Hershey Kisses?
Yeah, we have to polish that off first.
Did you finish up those cookies with the chocolate and caramel on them?
Oh, the ones that you brought us?
Yeah.
There are some left.
Those okay. sound good.
All right.
Yeah, John, tell them about them. They're really good.
They're quite tasty and quite easy to make.
But how are they made?
Well, you take, because I cook, but you know what? In these times of no time, you take a roll of cookie dough, like pre-made cookie dough.
Uh-huh.
And you roll it out really flat, and you cook it, bake it in the oven. And then you melt some chocolate and some caramel in two separate things, and you, like, spread them on the top and mix them around and cut it up, and that's it.
So you put all that stuff on after they're cooked?
Yeah, you cook it and let it cool, and then you melt the chocolate and put that on top. And then while that's still warm, you melt the caramel on and put that on top and, like, swirl it around. And let
Very
it cool
good.
And cut it up. It's tasty.
Yep, then he cut
good.
It, he cut it into little squares and brought it over on a plate yesterday.
You brought over purchased dough?
Well, you need to make some for me then.
But you said yeah, you're right. a cook. You don't know how to make dough?
Well, I do. I just don't want to mess
dough?
Up. I just don't feel
we
like
just
making a mess.
The trouble.
I know what we can do. I can get Mark in here and he can tell us how to make dough.
Cookie dough?
Yeah. That was supposed to be a joke.
But
JT's not hearing it.
He'll hear it in the playback and laugh uproariously, I'm sure.
I think he will, yes.
Yes. He's probably putting more reviews on your iTunes page.
Don't say that. You're going to get him in trouble.
These guys suck.
Yeah. Archer shows the worst when he has six people on it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Did you get bad
awful.
Reviews?
What?
Did you get bad reviews?
Yes, got two bad reviews on iTunes.
What did they say?
I'd suggest you just go look at them.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want to hear them again.
Yeah, they're mostly about somebody else, unfortunately.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with me, really.
No.
Anyway,
how could it be?
I was talking about the diet because you might remember that I was doing this Biggest Loser thing at work.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And for like the last 3 weeks, I've stayed exactly the same weight. I haven't lost any and I haven't gained any. But they did the final tally today because, you know, we're out of school the next 2 days. And ends up that I actually lost – I came in third overall. I lost 1.88% of my body weight.
Woo! Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you. Very nice.
Thank you.
Congratulations. But,
we're going to do this again in the new year, and I hope to lose a lot more.
Well, I went to my second tanning session this week.
Oh.
And I tried the lie-down bed this time.
Did you get naked?
Not yet. That's going to be try number three tomorrow.
Okay.
Michael's not free with the nudity.
What?
Only on stage.
He's not free.
Yeah, only on stage.
Only on stage.
With a reindeer on his crotch.
Underwear.
He doesn't walk around the house naked. When he goes to the bathroom, he closes the door. When he showers, he closes the door. He's not free with a nudity.
Do you guys shower together ever?
And we're like sharing this. Why?
Because it's funny.
Okay. Well, I will tell you one thing. I close the door when I'm showering because it's freaking cold in this house, and I want the heat to stay in.
It's 70 degrees in the house.
That's cold for me. Hey. Hi, JT. You're back.
Yes, I am.
You missed it.
What?
I was talking to you. I was trying to talk to you, and you weren't answering.
I'm very, very busy.
What are you doing that's more important than my show?
Don't ask.
Yes, I'm asking.
We all want to know.
You don't want it. I was talking to John about freaking, you know, it's he works at a place that serves food. It's 7 o'clock. Why can't he order dinner there? So we were talking about what to eat. Now I got to make dinner.
Oh.
It's very frustrating. It drives me nuts. You know what? When I worked in a restaurant, I ate there as much as I could because then I didn't have to eat when I got home.
And what are you going to make for dinner? What do you end up making?
I have to look and see what it is. I have cereal. The recipe. Well, I bought all the stuff. No, I bought all the stuff for it.
Who said cereal?
I did. You'll get a bowl of cereal and like it.
No, I got it. Do you know there's a restaurant that all they do is serve cereal?
Where?
I would say it's in New York. They're doing really well, too.
Wow. I love that.
That's all they do. Cereal. And you can like order like 4 different kinds of cereal if you want, or... They were on, like, CNBC or something like that.
Like in the little boxes? Or?
Yeah. No, it's in box. It's like in a Chinese takeout box.
Oh, okay. Not like the diner. Yeah. The little boxes.
No.
Ooh, okay. Can you, like, mix different cereals together?
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Yep. That's the whole their whole way they do it.
That makes me want cereal now.
You know, I'm making, like, some... Nacho tortilla lasagna thing. I don't know.
Oh.
Now, do they still make those little boxes where, you know, you fold them open and you're supposed to, like, pour the milk right in the box?
Yes, they do.
But aren't they in the shape of a bowl now? Don't they have those plastic bowls?
Wasn't, like, the variety pack and you were...
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's always, like, the honey smacks and the...
Yeah, they still do that?
Well, I keep seeing them up on the top of the counter at the diner, but they might be the same ones from years ago, because I never...
You mean your students don't bring them in?
No, they don't bring them in.
No.
Sorry.
That's too bad.
Well, Archer, what's your favorite cereal?
Well, what's my favorite, or what am I eating now, I should say? My favorite...
Did you go get cereal because I mentioned...
I'm not eating it right now. Because during the week, I eat cereal for breakfast.
You, like, ran to the cabinet as soon as somebody mentioned it.
And said, yeah, I want some honeycombs. Okay. No, I actually don't have a favorite, but I love all of the sugar cereals from as we were kids. You know, Captain Crunch, Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops.
Which is the best.
What?
Captain Crunch is the best.
Yeah, but it tears up the roof of your mouth.
No joke. It sure does.
Peanut butter crunch.
Peanut butter crunch. I agree with that, too. Oh. Yum, yum.
Yeah, we have cereal virtually every morning.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
But I eat Cheerios now for my heart and my digestion.
Well, I hear when you get old.
Yeah. Hang up on them.
Hang up.
Click.
Hang up. Why don't you go cook dinner?
Why don't you go pour dinner?
Go pour dinner in a bowl.
And then I'll be moving in with you if I did something like that.
You'd have to relocate to D.C. Come on up.
Absolutely. I've been there, actually. I had my sister who lives in West Virginia. My buddy Will and I went and we spent a night in D.C. and it was crazy.
D.C. is a crazy place. But if you ever come back, let me know and you can come over.
Absolutely.
You can see the new kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, because I still haven't done the video.
And you can decide whether or not you like the red.
There you go.
Well, the red's going to stay for the time being.
Good. I like the red.
So how far is D.C. from Philadelphia?
About 2.5-3 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
All right. Well, next time I'm there, I'm there.
Okay,
I'll come over because I go to Philly all the time. So.
All right, cool.
All about it.
He's there right now.
Yeah, Archer, every time I think about that, when I was in D.C. for a sales meeting, it was before I found about your show, and I regret not looking, you know, for D.C. podcasters then, but I missed you by a few weeks.
So oh, you should have. You could come over and we could record a show.
Yeah, it'd been awesome.
Isn't it funny no one ever travels to Connecticut?
What's in Connecticut?
Exactly.
I do,
my
Michael,
point.
On occasion.
Exactly. Do you, Tom?
Yeah, I have, my company I work for, they have an office in Ridgefield. So how far is that from you?
Ridgefield is what, about an hour, I think?
45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah.
Ugh. Wow. Well, if we ever have to go back, I'll have to get in touch with you.
All right. We'll be here. Well, for a while anyway.
Did you hear my story that I told on the podcast today or yesterday about the only other podcaster in D.C. who's still podcasting is a guy I dated?
How messed up is that?
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, but Archer, did you date him or did you date him?
Oh, no. We dated for like 3 or 4 months.
So what he wanted to know is, did you fuck? I think that's the question.
Multiple times, yes. Well,
but then my question, what I was thinking when you were telling
that's what's
that,
important.
What I was thinking when you were telling that story, then I think you had said that he had emailed you first. Didn't he know who you were?
No, he didn't know who I was either, at the time.
Is your name actually Archer?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like Matt Blender. Now, this is Matt Blender, but not really.
I know what it is.
Because I was just, I'm listening to the story. I'm thinking, how many guys could he have dated named Archer that he doesn't know who this is?
No, that's my fake name.
Well, what do I know?
I know what it is.
It's never
I know
come
what
up.
It is.
Tom, keep your mouth shut.
Or? I know what it is. The real name is.
Maybe he left the negative review on your iTunes.
Who?
the other podcaster.
The other podcaster.
Oh. No. He's very nice. He's got a really good show. So.
Okay. Hey, JT.
Yes.
Is that your real name?
It is, actually. Okay. Right, but it's good. Spelled differently, but yeah.
Okay.
How many ways can you spell J?
J-A-E.
J-A-Y and J, the letter.
J-A-I.
J-A-I.
So you obviously go by just J.
What about the guy in Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? Isn't he J-A-I?
J-A-I, yeah.
That's too gay for me.
J-A-I?
I don't know if it really is.
Bastard.
I'm kidding. I love you.
I wish I could hang up on you.
Well, I don't, you can't?
I suppose
you mean,
I could.
You mean hang me up and keep with everybody else. I gotcha.
Exactly.
Well, in a couple more minutes, we're going to end this anyway, so.
Okay. I have, I'm making chicken tortilla casserole.
Now tell us how you do that.
You stir together chicken, beans, peppers, and enchilada sauce. And you put some chips on the top and little cheese, and you put it in the oven.
Well, that doesn't sound too complicated.
menshealth.com, so it's good for you. I printed this out like 3 years ago. I just found it in my file drawer the other day.
You said, here we go, that's dinner.
I'm like, I'm going to make, well, I bought all the ingredients, and then we're like talking about what to make tonight. I'm like, you know what? Shut up. I'm making this. Deal with it. So, that's what happened.
Now,
feel the love.
I was going to say, who's in control in that relationship?
That's as Matt Blender would say, that's a story for another podcast.
That's true.
I yell at him all the time because he doesn't talk about anything. He's like, that's a story for another show.
And you keep waiting for that show.
Exactly, and it never happens.
Well, that'll be one hell of a show, though, with all the stories that are built up.
No kidding, I'm waiting for that one. Oh, hey, hilarious. Tom, does your new boyfriend listen to podcasts?
Yes.
Ah, very good.
You know, most people don't. It's really surprising. I talked to a lot of people, and they don't even know what they are.
I know. Same here. People don't know what podcasts are. My boyfriend doesn't even listen to podcasts. And he's
on it. Well, my only complaint is...
What a coincidence, because neither does mine.
He listens to mine. Right, Mr. B?
Huh?
What?
Wake him up. You listen to
my... No, my only complaint is that... I can get total strangers to listen to my show, but I can't get my friends to listen to my show.
Yeah.
And then I finally got one friend of mine who did listen to one of my shows, and he called me and said, I can't believe how great that one interview that you did with that John Sheffield. It was really great. It really touched me. It really got to me. I'm like, well, that's what all my interviews do for the most part.
And then, he unsubscribed, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So I don't know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Well, Mr. B, are you still listening to my show?
Yes. He has to say that. Yeah. Whether it's true or not, he has to say that.
Right. Click.
I listen to your show. I listen to How Much Do We Love? And Pop Trash Radio when they do a show, goddammit. And that's it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about the others, JT. I'm sorry. I'll listen to your show.
Okay, listen to one. That's all
Ramble
you got.
Ramble Redhead.
I'll listen to your show. You just added me, too, as a friend on MySpace, didn't you?
I did.
Yes.
See, I think I'm too old to have a MySpace.
No, you're not.
I have one.
How are you?
I know.
Yeah. Michael has one. He's really old.
Wait, I think Tom is older than I am.
I think Tom might be the oldest.
I'm 42.
Okay, we're the same age then.
But no, the problem I have is there's too many sites. There's Flickr, there's MySpace, there's blah, 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 blah. There's just too much. I don't have time to keep up with all of them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I can't keep up with all of them either.
You should at least do a MySpace page though, Archer. It would be fun.
I don't know.
All the cool kids do it.
Yeah. Peer pressure.
Everybody's doing it.
Come on.
Like, if
come on,
everyone
man.
Jumped off a bridge, you jump off too, right?
No. Because I have my own brain, and I do not copy people just for that.
You are never going to get into the pink ladies with that attitude, Missy. You're going to be Sandy to my Rizzo.
Ooh.
I'm like, the boring Sandy, not even a slutty one.
Oh, that's terrible. Who said that?
Mr. B.
Mr. B, did you say that?
No, I didn't. John Jay did.
All right. That's it.
You lie like that before Christmas, John Jay?
Silly.
John Jay's a funny guy. That's why we have him on the show so much.
He is.
He's okay.
All right. Well, listen, boys. This has gone on long enough. We have to end this because now I have shows for Thursday and Friday.
And Saturday and Sunday and Monday. And
no, June. But speaking of that, I don't even know. I don't know if I'm going to have a show on Monday because that's Christmas Day.
Right.
I might just surprise all my listeners and just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll do one tomorrow night, but we probably won't do another one until after Christmas. So
everybody email Adam and tell him we have to do a show on Saturday.
Yeah, Adam, if you're listening, you need to record Real Men Wear Pink.
On Saturday. Which is a day he doesn't record on because it's the rule, but...
Sabbath?
Do you have that in your... Does he have that in his contract?
He just likes to have Saturdays to himself, but I'm like, that's like the best day for me to record because I'm home by myself, so...
And it is all about you.
Absolutely. You learned very quickly.
Well, I did subscribe to your podcast, so...
There you go. All right, well, I'm going to give a summary of who we have online here. We have Mr. B and Michael from and John Jay from QCast Connecticut.
Yes.
We have Tom from Ramble Redhead.
Don't matter.
And JT from JT
Online. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's really awesome. Don't matter.
Uh-huh. Oh, you all matter.
Oh, Archer. I'm going to cry.
Thank you all for being on the show.
Now I got to make dinner.
Thanks for including us, Archer.
Yes, thank you.
You're
for
very
having
welcome.
Me.
I appreciate it.
Great, Archer.
You're welcome, Archer.
And we'll do this again next Wednesday evening. So come on back online then.
Woohoo! Oh, you switch from Tuesdays to Wednesdays?
Yeah, because Tuesdays, next week I'll be taking photographs of naked men on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And it's Boxing Day.
It is Boxing Day.
That's my podcasting schedule.
What, taking pictures of naked men?
Yeah, I do that all the time, but don't tell anyone.
Do you have a website of those images?
Yes,
yes
go to archer.com. And
two
click
R's.
On photography, yeah.
Two R's. So not only is it a fake name, but it's spelled wrong, too.
And I'm a teacher.
He is, that's why he doesn't get merit pay, dear.
That's right.
That was good. That was very good.
Two R's after the A or at the end?
At the end.
At the end.
Fine, there's three R's.
Yeah, he pads his end.
Six R's.
It's archerr.com.
Well, Archer, someday I hope we get to be enough friends that you'll tell me what your real name is.
Oh, okay. I could.
I know what it is.
I can message you right now, Michael.
Oh, Okay, if you do that, if you do that, I'll let you into the Pink Ladies after all.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yawn. This is boring.
Yes, and it's time to go. So say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Let me hit the record button. Until next time, boys and girls. Bye bye.
Usher Radio.
Us.
Do what?
Sure it is.
Picture and send it to us.
Well, you know, I like to have those Oprah after the show moments.
Yeah.
So now
so
you can say.
So this is going to be next week's show.
No, this will be at the end after the music. You have to listen to this part.
Yeah, that's funny. Somebody else did that too, where the show was over and at the very, very, very end, they had like more stuff.
Yeah. That's the cool thing to do. That's what the real podcasters do now.
That's what Don and Drew do.
See what I tell you.
Oh, I have so much to learn.
No, you don't. You do everything just right.
Yeah, I'm happy with what we do, so.
Very good.
Yeah, you've done a great job, Michael.
Oh, thanks.
All right, but I do have to go so I can edit this show now. So.
And I have to make dinner. So.
You have to be in bed in 45 minutes.
You're exactly right. That's it. And I have to fold a load of clothes and empty the dishwasher.
Wow, you got a lot to do.
I know.
Holy shit.
I know.
Might want to reschedule some of that for tomorrow.
I'm a busy lesbian.
send the laundry
Archer,
over to JT.
Are you on Skype other than when you're recording?
No, I'm really not.
Bastard. You need to get on here when you're not recording so like, we can chit-chat.
Well, but if I'm going to chit-chat, I'm going to record it.
Ass.
No, I'll try to do that because, you know, this next week I'm going to be by myself because the boyfriend won't be here. So I'll try to get on and just hang out.
And you're off during the day, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be off during the day, but I'm busy for, like, as I told you, doing photo shoots for 2 days. But other than that, I'll do, you know, get online.
You should. Are you on AIM?
No, I'm not on. I gave up on AOL.
You ass. So you're like, you're probably like, let's see, pink coffee.
JT is a kind word for everyone.
Let me guess. Your screen name was like Big Cock DC or something like that.
No, it was Archer.
That's boring.
Hey, you got me some dates when you read this profile.
Oh, I see. But well, you gotta get on here so I can talk to you more often than just once every couple weeks.
All right. I'll do that. I promise.
Email me and let me know.
A new stalker, Archer.
Yeah.
No, he's not a stalker. He's a good guy.
I don't have enough time to be a stalker.
Because he's a busy lesbian.
But you apparently have enough time to hang out on Skype to talk to everybody.
Exactly.
Really?
Oh, I thought it was so funny last week when he was at his class ready for his final, and he gets on Skype to talk to us.
I know. I got a C in that class. So
oh, no. Is that good
or
bad?
No, that's good. My work will pay for it. I'm happy.
Okay, that's cool.
That's all that really matters. When you get to the point where you're almost graduating, as long as your work will pay for it and you pass, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's like senioritis, you know.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
All right, kids. I'm really going to go now. So.
All right.
Kissy.
Talk to you guys later. Nice. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.